Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This gets hot.
It's called style, Sarah.
Is that what it's called?
It's called Maybe She Runs Hot and Needs to Wear as Little as Possible.
Mm-hmm. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show
so
right now.
Judge.
Oh, I can't
who,
say that.
Who are you judging?
This is some person that I know.
Sheesh.
I can't stand. Dresses like a hoe.
Oh, Sarah.
It's just her personal style, and I think she runs hot.
I'm not saying her name.
It's too much clothing.
She's not a friend of mine. Friend of a friend.
Oh. I'm sure she's like...
Every time she's around, I'm like, I gotta go.
It's 90 degrees, and that girl's wearing a parka. What's going on over there?
Yeah, whatever. Oh, boy. She got a witch face. And...
Oh, boy.
Damn.
She always has this is the look she always has on her face.
Oh, my.
RBF,
just,
huh?
Like something... And your little dog, too.
Sheesh. All right, well.
Just don't like her. What?
Sorry that bled onto the air. That was what was happening during that that hot hit from.
You are never going to be able to pull
it. Oh, I'll get it. Hold on.
Oh, you got it. You got it.
Hold on. John Mayer.
John Mayer. You actually remembered it.
Give me $5.
No, you're talking the whole time. I'm like, he doesn't even know what song's on.
My jar needs your $5.
Oh, yeah, well, it's going to be wanting for a while. I do have a $5 bill in my pocket, though. I put it in there the other day just in casers. You know, you never know when we're going to play a game.
Yeah. You know what? That's funny. I've had the same $5 bill put through any jeans I've been wearing for the past week. I haven't spent it yet.
That's funny.
Yeah. Here it is.
Got a $5.
Just in case, Vinny. I got a $5 bill right here.
Well, I feel like I just won it.
Nope.
You said you'll never get it, and then I did.
Yeah, but we didn't officially call it a game.
Okay, fine. All right. Well, you keep that handy, because I'm going to get that from you.
We'll see about that.
Want me to throw you a pen so you can write my name on it?
Sure. Write your name
on
that.
Oh, boy. That didn't go quite far.
Oh, Jesus. It's freaking flying projectiles.
All right. Oh, I don't think you're supposed to write on money. We're not really doing this. This is just a stunt for the air. It's theater of the mind. Yeah. Theater of the mind.
I'm writing.
Sorry.
Vincent, because get it? Sense. All right. Let's give some stuff away, shall we? Looks like Riley's got the phones. The girl said... Let Riley count to 97.
Oh!
The girl said that to him.
I'm sure.
Wow.
They did. And you said, okay.
Right now, call number 97-800-400-3697. Instantly wins two passes into the 5th annual Sarah and Vinny Secret Show and Pool Party Shama Llama Ding Dong.
Wow.
Oh, Pajama Llama Ding Dong.
I just got my pajamas yesterday.
Oh.
I am not. I'm actually like... A conscientious objector to the llama thing. I'm not getting llamas.
I'm not wearing pajamas either.
No.
Oh, dear God.
Oh,
I'm so sorry.
Oh, gosh.
He's looking up friend hopping over there.
No, I was not.
So if you're over 21.
Oh, God, you're giving away too many hits.
No, I'm not. Stop it. I can't stand that chick. Bitch.
What are you guys saying?
Oh,
right
my
now?
God. I can't wait to hear her
listen
name after
to
this.
You.
Break.
You
don't hurry up and read
you literally,
text.
You don't know her. You don't know.
Do I know her, the friend that she's friends with?
You know the friend she's friends
can
with.
Can you stop talking in cold, please?
No.
I don't understand what you're saying right now.
Right now, call number 97-800-400-3697. You get two passes into the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show and Pool Party on June 26th, 2019. That is 1 week from Wednesday, and you'll be in the running for the daily grand prize Wine Country Getaway to the Fairmont Sonoma Mission Inn and Spa. Mm-hmm. Oh, we love this place. Even Johnny V's going to quit work to go.
Yeah.
You got to be, right. Well,
what?
Whatever.
Well, is he bringing all his new friends from work?
Oh, his work friends. Are they going to come?
No, they'll be working.
They can't, right. Someone has to pick up the slack then.
Yeah.
You have to be over 21 to win this. Friday's grand prize winner of the two-day wine country getaway to Fairmont Sonoma Mission Inn is Tiffany from Pleasanton. Mm-hmm. So we'll be hanging out with Tiffany at the Secret Show and the pool party. Today, there are five chances to get qualified. You win passes in, and then you're in the running for the grand prize trip. Right now, plus 11, 1, 3, and 5. Call now, 800-400-3697.
That same phone number, 800-400-3697, is also a place where you can text us. That's
we
a great way
texts.
To get in touch. We love it. Mm. Here's some stuff. 510 says, I watched Murder Mountain this weekend after Vinny hyped it up, and weed is the least of their worries. They all look like meth heads.
Oh, that's too
bad. Didn't, you know what? I said at least 10 times, every time it came up, I said, it's not, you don't want to watch it. It's like a...
It's a documentary, and it's pretty harsh.
I'm not trying to sell it to you.
Yeah,
it's
you were just talking about
it. It's just something I'm watching because I'm interested... I'm more interested now because I've watched it about this transition from illegal to legal pot.
Right.
And how people who were once dealing in the black market are now dealing in...
The not black market
right.
anymore. And they don't know how to deal.
And there's an interesting transition in place. Also,
the pot costs less now.
Well,
making less money.
There's people coming into this who are being given amnesty, like being told, okay, so you haven't paid taxes on all this revenue.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to forgive that and let you start a business. That's a trip, isn't it?
Sure. That's nice. It's good. Clearly, there was a market for it. And so these are people who didn't have a way to pay legally.
Okay.
Even if they wanted to put it on the up and up, they couldn't do it.
So imagine you're... A drug dealer,
okay.
A farmer, drug dealer. You're good at it.
All right.
And now someone's telling you, we want you to go legit. We'll give you amnesty.
But you're going to owe us 20% of your profits.
Well, aren't you thinking to yourself, what kind of sting crap is this? I am not falling. What kind of donkey walks right up and says, may I have my growing badge, please?
Well, the kind that wants to... legitimize.
I know, but I'm telling you, it's
I'm gonna do it. I know you're trying to talk me out of it, Vinny, but I'm gonna do it.
I would feel like
Eeyore.
I just walked myself right into jail. Great.
Yeah. Well,
They didn't.
I believe in the authorities.
All right. Well,
also, I wasn't a drug dealer before, so I don't have this basic mistrust of law enforcement.
It's balat. It's like a lot with a B.
What is?
Balut.
Oh, the egg thing?
I always heard balut. I don't know.
Balut.
Babes.
I heard half-cooked duck.
May I get a birthday shout-out to my 8-year-old daughter? Happy birthday, Ariana.
Oh,
she, too,
Ariana.
Has been a listener since birth. I used to keep her in a high chair when she was one while I'd cook and we'd listen to your show.
Happy 8th birthday, Ariana.
All 5 kids have been lifetime listeners.
That is a person with a lot of kids, raising them the right way. With the Sarah and Vinny Show. Great for kids. Not that great for kids, but, you know, pretty good for kids. Most of the time.
Sarah has a button to dump the naughty thing, she says.
Oh, and I'm constantly pushing it.
When OJ took his ride, it was during the NBA playoffs with the Rockets and whomever. They delayed the game 20 minutes.
That makes sense.
Well, the reason I said that, I know I was watching something, but part of the reason so many people were at their TV is there was some kind of event happening.
It went on forever,
and so that's
though.
Why it caught fire the way it did, was because so many people were already...
Right, and so then when the news bulletin started breaking up, and then they went to the live footage.
Everyone went to that and went, oh my God, there's a dude... Sorry, there's OJ... in a car being followed by 12
nationwide
cops.
Too. It was just a phenomenon.
Right.
These days, not enough people are watching network TV for something like that to catch fire. You'd hear about it the next day on our show probably.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh my God, you guys, if you were watching like
then
one
again,
of the 3 big networks.
All someone would have to do is post it on Facebook or on
and
Instagram.
Your phone would start blowing up. Mm-hmm. You're right. People would be watching it on their phones.
We're so connected now. Great,
didn't OJ set the record straight in the book, If I Did It? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he straightened everything out.
If I did it, here's how I did it.
Yep.
Freaking OJ. God.
You're so right on the beard fad. When fast food commercials have them, it's been played out.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's part of marketing now.
My kid's
showing.
All about his beard. He shaved it off a few
Which
weeks
kid?
Ago. The younger one.
He didn't have it in the shot that you showed me.
Yeah, it's growing back. That was what, last Tuesday? No, he had a shade of it, didn't he?
He did?
I don't know. Let me look.
I don't think he did, but you know, I was mostly watching his hands on that guitar.
Let me look.
He played well.
He's a good boy. Let me have a look here.
Oh, are we going to get to hear a little too?
Oh, you might in the background.
Just by accident?
No, he's got a shade. Let me look. Hold on.
Well, it's not a beard that I went, oh my. I mean, his hair is long.
Yeah, no. He'd shaved it off, but he is a dusting.
So he's got a 5 o'clock shadow.
He does.
Okay, well, that's not a beard.
Yeah, well, it's a beard now. It's been a week.
I watched Murder Mystery this weekend. It was terrible. So annoying watching them argue the whole time.
Oh, is that the Jennifer Aniston Sandler?
Yeah.
What's it called again? Murder Mystery.
Murder Mystery.
Like Murder Mountain? Are they on that?
She's just really
beautiful.
Fun. Well, she's that too, but she's fun. I'm Jennifer Aniston, you know, we've known her for a long time.
Sure.
Sort of, and he's.
I love Adam.
They're
Sandler.
Good. They've
done a few movies.
They're not
together.
Trying. It's not that. It's not. They're not stretching.
No. They don't need to. Netflix is footing the bill.
Happy Monday. I can't deal with the Queen song Don't Stop Me Now in the L'Oreal commercial. I can only hear Vinny saying, listen to him. He's having the best time doing men. Have a great week.
Oh, we were singing Love of My Life over the weekend. I freaking love that song so much.
Was this at the party?
No, this was on the way to the party. John
with
and I were singing
super duper rich man.
Everyone there was super duper rich.
I know, but this guy. Come on.
Oh, who knew?
You knew.
I didn't know. I didn't know until today.
Love of my life, can't you see?
Yeah, we were singing this, top of our lungs.
Who?
John and I.
Just you and John?
We were driving.
Singing this?
Yeah. I tried to get him to listen to
the
Billy
Idol. Wait, he can still drive?
I was driving.
Oh.
No.
Can he walk?
Yes, he's fine. He's just beat up. He got in a bike wreck on Friday.
And went to the hospital.
Yeah. You'd have to listen to the Lost 30 from this morning.
The conversation on gray design is maddening. My sister and husband painted a Tuscan look in their kitchen and dining room. Absolutely beautiful and very expensive. Only to be told by the realtor they need to paint the whole interior gray because it will sell faster for more. Mm. I was like, no way. But they did it.
Well, you do what the interior person tells you. I've learned that.
My daughter's 10, and last year we started her watching old movies. She has seen Big, The Burbs, Uncle Buck, and Willow. So far, her favorite was Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. Last night, we saw the new version of Overboard on Netflix.
Mm. Oh.
Yeah, we watched Big just to watch something that wasn't a cartoon.
Yeah.
Really.
That's a good movie. This year, you guys should watch, well, actually, now I think of it, there's a porn scene, and I forget it.
Yeah, I don't want to watch.
I say Love Actually, but.
No, what? Oh, my God.
What? There's a porn scene.
I don't even want to watch that by myself.
No, it's so good, though. Oh, my God. We watch it every Christmas. It's just so beautifully done.
I finally found that porn video you were talking about on Netflix. It's full-on porn.
Oh, yeah?
I didn't realize that.
What's it called? It's called Love.
I think so, yeah. I think it's called Love. It's
the guy's uncircumcised and they're just showing it.
Graphic.
I'm like, look at that.
It's so graphic.
What's it? What is this?
It's just a porn that's on
Netflix. It's called Love. It's really.
It's weird, man. Though. It's very.
Everything.
Yeah, it shows everything. And it's about a relationship between two people, but then there's a third person. And then I'm pretty sure she's pregnant with his kid later.
I don't know.
Wow. You guys.
It's like a. It's like a porn with a plot, except it's super artsy, and John put it on because he wanted to get me horny.
So there at the end of Netflix was a porn that you found?
John found it.
After you'd finished everything else?
Yeah, John found it, and he was like, hey, this is weird. Look at this. Weird, huh? I'm like, dude, this is not going to work on me.
It didn't work?
No.
Oh. That tidying up and Beverly Hills lady are silly. Hadn't heard of them before, but I've been folding my clothes that way for years just because it makes sense. 925. It's a common sense fold. 707. I've been folding my tops like that since I was little. I thought I invented it. LOL. Years ago, a fraternity brother showed me how to fold my t-shirts and put them in the drawer like a file folder so you can see everything you have.
Yeah, there you go.
I'm telling you, I see that they think they've got something there, but I'm pretty sure...
I put it in my book and it was on TV and she stole it from me.
Have done that around the world without being shown the Netflix Marie Kondo.
Right.
Radio.com works perfectly.
Oh, I love when we get texts about Radio.com. After all the money they spent on it.
I know.
It's great that it's so perfect.
You know what? I'm so sorry. We're out of time, but we do appreciate your texts.
How did that happen?
You know.
We just get to talking. All right, we'll take a quick break. Be back to say goodbye.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy Monday. Boy, you guys, great work today.
Yay.
Oh, thanks.
And Yuzi, you look fabulous in that Kelly Green ruffled low-cut number.
Thank you.
What kind of green is that?
Kelly Green?
Kelly Green?
It's maybe not quite bright
enough.
I
know.
It's freezing in here.
It is cold in here. I haven't taken my jacket off.
You were looking at my arms. You weren't looking at my arms.
I was.
They're all goose-flesh.
Right next to your arms.
Other things to look at. So many things to look at.
I have a sweatshirt in the other room if you need it.
Well, I wasn't cold until I got in here.
All right.
Well, listen, I feel like this is going to be a great week. We're going to get a lot of people in the running for the big grand prize, and then we'll give them tickets to the secret show. We're very excited about that.
And then Sonoma next week.
I know.
And then 4th of July the week after.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Pretty soon you're going to be married.
Oh
yeah. So much happening.
Boy. It walked right into that bear trap,
sure did.
Didn't I?
Way to ruin it for him, Sarah.
Coming up, I don't know if Lexi's going to be here in time, so we may be doing one of the giveaways for the single-day tickets for the Sonoma Harvest Music Festival. So... that's a mystery.
Did you just say we're working overtime?
We're working overtime.
Oh, no.
Working overtime. Workout. So we may see you again in a couple of minutes. But if not, have a great day.
Yay.
We'll see you back here on Get Her Done Tuesday.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.